Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 17th, and this week I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 15. Paul and the others traveling with him are on the move. Look with me at Acts 17. When they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. We'll be reading Psalm 146 together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to turn over to the book of Isaiah to chapter 5. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it is difficult for me to figure out what exactly is going on here in Isaiah. So I want to give you a couple of helps. I've mentioned this before, but the Bible Project has videos that are very helpful in giving us the concept and the overall themes of books in the Bible. So search Bible Project Isaiah, and two videos will come up. There's one for the first half of Isaiah and another for the second half. The first half video is 8 minutes and it is well worth your while. And also, if you have a study Bible, I know some of you are probably traveling, don't have your Bible before you, but if you have one at home, usually they have an outline in them that will help you to kind of think through, okay, what's going on? So I'm looking at chapter 5 today, and it says in my study Bible that the nation's judgment and exile is the main theme of chapter 5. So with that in mind, we'll read Isaiah chapter 5 together. I will sing for the one I love, a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are a garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left and you live alone in the land. The Lord Almighty has declared in my hearing, surely the great houses will become desolate, the fine mansions left without occupants. A 10-acre vineyard will produce only a bath of wine, a homer of seed, only an ephah of grain. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. They have harps and lyres at their banquets, tambourines and flutes and wine. But they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands. Therefore, my people will go into exile for lack of understanding. Their men of rank will die of hunger, and their masses will be parched with thirst. Therefore, the grave enlarges its appetite and opens its mouth without limit. Into it will descend their nobles and masses, with all their brawlers and revelers. So man will be brought low, and mankind humbled, the eyes of the arrogant humbled. But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will show himself holy by his righteousness. Then sheep will graze as in their own pasture. Lambs will feed among the ruins of the rich. Woe to those who draw sin along with cords of deceit, and wickedness as with cart ropes. To those who say, let God hurry, let him hasten his work so we may see it. Let it approach, let the plan of the Holy One of Israel come so we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, and as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay, and their flowers blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty, and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger burns against his people. His hand is raised, and he strikes them down. The mountains shake, and the dead bodies are like refuge in the streets. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. He lifts up a banner for the distant nations. He whistles for those at the ends of the earth. Here they come, swiftly and speedily. Not one of them grows tired or stumbles. Not one slumbers or sleeps. Not a belt is loosened at the waist. Not a sandal thong is broken. Their arrows are sharp. All their bows are strung. Their horses' hoofs seem like flint. Their chariot wheels like a whirlwind. Their roar is like that of a lion. They roar like young lions. They growl as they seize their prey and carry it off with no one to rescue. In that day, they will roar over it like a roaring of a sea. And if one looks at the land, he will see darkness and distress. Even the light will be darkened by the clouds. Thank you for listening along today as we read through Scripture together. As I look back at Psalm 146, I am reminded of the help that we have in the God of Jacob. In verse 7, it says, "He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry." And in verse 9, "The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow." It made me think about the ministry that we partner with in the Dominican Republic with our very own member, Ann Peyton Baker, who is working with Kids Alive Ministry there. And they are a ministry that houses many orphans. And I'm just praising the Lord that He does His work and He chooses to do it through His people and through His church. And so as we pray and give our resources, we can be a part of fulfilling God's work in the world. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for this day and this opportunity that we have to come together, to have this technology where we can listen to your word, to have devices that we can listen on. Forgive us, Father, for the many ways that our stuff makes us complacent about others and complacent and even contemptuous at times to you and your gifts. Lord, thank you for all the many ways that you have blessed us so that we might be a blessing to others. Help us not to hoard for ourselves, but to be a people who give because you have called us to be on your team as it relates to bringing justice and righteousness in this world. We pray specifically for Ann Peyton this day. We ask, Lord, your blessings on her and on the ministry that you are doing in her, through her, and among her. We pray, Lord, that you would sustain her and those in her midst. We pray for the orphans whom she is working with. We ask, Lord, for your kingdom to come in their lives and their hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the many ways that you're at work, even those that we don't know about. Lord, we ask that you would, by your Spirit, do your work. Thank you, Father, for this day. Help us to go out into it, to live in a way that honors you. We love you and pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.